Mr. Owusu-Biu said the 17,000 youth to be employed will be distributed to the various metropolitan, municipal and district offices of the National Youth Employment Authority, who will raise the seeds. He said the afforestation program is a means of providing alternative livelihood for illegal miners who have lost their livelihood in the mines as a result of the ban on illegal mining.
A lot of people have been asking. The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources keep on repeating, we'll find alternatives for those in illegal mining. But what or where is it? This is a clear case of it. The next phase of the fight against illegal mining is finding alternatives for our people who are already in it. Forestry Commission and then the Ministry intend to recruit 17,000 youth. We are going to introduce them into afforestation, where we'll combine agroforestry together. So they'll be doing the Tunja system. They plant their crops and at the same time they plant the trees. So there are more jobs coming going forward into 2018. Together we'll help create jobs for our people.
The chief executive of Richie Plantation, Richard Eko Kwanza, said 450,000 palm seedlings has been raised this year, adding that about 1 million seedlings are being targeted for next year.
The purpose of this project is to make the community self-dependable, then to be rich. The government takes it up by providing seedlings to the farmers free. We create the land for them free. We take the seedlings to their farm gate free. Give them wire mesh. The first year we maintain the farm for them. The only contribution that the farmers bring is their land. So with the collaboration of the MDF and the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources and Minerals Commission, we now decided to enlarge the project to the extent that Galamse will come to an end. Once we started this project in 2013, Richie Plantation has in mind that by 2019, there will be a mill here, so that there will be a ready market for the farmers. Now, Reggie Banner also have in mind that apart from the palm oil, you get a palm kernel oil, we'll use the husks to do fertilizer, then we'll do the shells to do carbonated this thing for the mining industry to also buy.
Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources in charge of mines, Barbara Otinges, said government is not against mining, but it wants it to be done in a sustainable manner, hence the implementation of the multi-sectorial mining integrated project next year.
Felix Kofi reporting.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Mines and Technology, UMAT, Professor Jerry Kuma, says the 3% allocated to the university under the Minerals Development Fund, MDF, is woefully inadequate to undertake any infrastructural development. He said the act is skewed against research and higher learning, and that can affect the training of human capital for the mining sector. Professor Kuma stated this when the two deputy ministers of Lands and Natural Resources, Benito Owusu-Biu and Barbara Otinges, visited the university to inspect projects funded from the Minerals Development Fund. Felix Kofi again reports.
The act establishing the Minerals Development Fund was passed in 2014 to streamline the sourcing and disbursement of the Minerals Fund, boost infrastructure development in mining communities, and support efforts to discourage illegal mining. Professor Kuma noted that the fund has really helped in shaping the infrastructural development of the university. However, he said, the 3% allocated to institutions of higher learning and research should be reviewed upwards. Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources in charge of mines, Barbara Otinjesi, acknowledged the Vice Chancellor's concern, saying government will take a second look at the act, and if there is the need for an amendment, the decision will be taken. The two deputy ministers later thought some project sites being funded from the Minerals Development Fund.
Felix Kofi reporting.